Thank you.
It's like I express appreciation because I can't cover all of these subjects and I don't need to. I have made all of you ones who have been willing to come and toil with us in this particular vineyard sit through all of this. Part of this is a training program for a translator. Part of it is a beginning to allow enough truth to go out there so that we can establish some credibility. Believe it or not, a silver ship might mean a lot to you. It would simply be a Hollywood attraction that would get you into trouble. You do not need that. You have been hoodwinked, good Masonic term, long enough. All of those symbols came out. They may have been the very symbol of God perfection in the beginning, but they've been taken and new names have been placed. New stories have been written. This has been buried while this other arises to suit their needs. I'm going to have quibbling.
Right now.
Jordan would like to make
it. This is why I just hop right in. I mean, this is just good news.
The Spirit moved me to
very good, very good.
To read a couple of comments I think would be of interest to everyone, and I totally forgot to bring this out because I had in mind reading a couple of things to you about the Illuminati. How many of you here are familiar with or have heard the Illuminati records or tapes by Myron Fagan? Have you heard them? Anything? Have you heard anything about the Myron Fagan's discussion of the Illuminati?
I believe probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, just what you said earlier.
Okay, well, I have some copies of Myron Fagan's tape, and they're just absolutely sensational. 2 hours and 45 minutes of a most sensational and captivating explanation of how this whole mess was put together, who these people are, and how they've done it, and it is a monumental presentation. But I want to just read to you for a moment from the writings of George Washington, from the United States Government Printing Office. The collected letters of George Washington on page 453, George Washington is writing a letter back to a Reverend G.W. Snyder in September 1798, and this Reverend Snyder has sent George Washington a copy of John Robertson's book, Proofs of a Conspiracy. And so Washington is thanking him in a letter for the book. And he says, many apologies are due to you for not acknowledging the receipt of the favor of the 22nd I have before me, which is the book. I have heard much, Washington then says, I have heard much of the nefarious and dangerous plan and the doctrines of the Illuminati. And that was what the book was dealing with, and I have a copy of that book. And Washington is saying, I have heard much of the nefarious and dangerous plan and doctrines of the Illuminati. Then he goes on to say, however, he did not believe that all Freemasons and all men who are members of the Masonic Lodge at his time in history, 1798, were members of the Illuminati, okay? But that there, obviously, he knew of the Illuminati's existence in Freemasonry, but he did not believe that every single Freemason in America was involved in it. But the following month, on October 24th, 1798, a second letter was sent to this Reverend Snyder, and he says, quote, it was not my intention to doubt. Now, this is George Washington, 1798. It was not my intention to doubt that the doctrines of the Illuminati, or the principles of Jacobinism, which is another name in Europe for Illuminati, or the principles of Jacobinism had not spread in the United States. On the contrary, no one is more truly satisfied of this fact than I am. Then he goes on to say that he believes that the, and this is George Washington saying, that the founder or the instrument employed to found the democratic societies, which later become known in this country as the Democratic Party. In Washington's day, it was called the Democratic Society. He says that the founder or instruments employed to found the democratic societies in the United States may have had these objects in mind and actually had the separation of the people from their government in view is too evident to be questioned. He's saying, George Washington saying as far back as 1798, that those people who came up with the idea of the Democratic Party were nothing more than Illuminati Freemasons who purposely planned the political movement which would destroy the Republic, and which would give the power to a secret cabal in this country. And this is 1798, and George Washington said that it was very evident to him. His words are that the founder or instruments employed to found the democratic societies in the United States may have had these objects in mind and actually had the separation of their people, of the people from their government in view is too evident to be questioned. So the people that founded the Democratic Party were nothing more than Illuminati Freemasons, and George Washington even knew that. Second, that may explain something about the Democratic Party today. Remember, democracy is 35 whites hanging one black. That's democracy. Okay?
Mob rule.
Demos is a mob. That's why in the mob is in the street, it's called a demonstration. A demos. Mob rule. Here is a California legislature, 1953, regular session, 11th report, dealing with the Senate Investigating Committee on Education, published by the Senate of the state of California. You cannot find this in Sacramento. There is no copy of it. I called and wanted an original copy. They said it does not exist. There was no 11th report. I said, well, there was a first report and a 13th and everything in between, but there's no 11th report? They said, well, we don't have a copy of it anywhere in Sacramento. And I said, well, happily, fortunately, UCLA does. And happily, fortunately, I have a friend who has a copy, so I'm going to make you a copy and send it to you. When you read the 11th report, you find out why they don't have a copy of it.
It's like the 13th. Really?
Exactly. They just don't seem to have a copy of it. This is the 1953 California legislature, published by the Senate of the state of California. And here it's talking about education in the school systems of America, and especially in California. And it talks about communism and how it is used in the public school system. And it says, quote, now this is the California State Senate, since many intelligent persons, even in high official position, do not appear to have acquainted themselves with the real nature and seriousness of communism, it is perhaps appropriate to give briefly some really informative and authentic data concerning it. Communism and Russia are by no means synonymous. Russia merely occupies the unfortunate position of being communism's first victim. Communism is synonymous with world revolution. And the establishment of a worldwide dictatorship of the so-called proletariat, which is an autocratic, self-constituted dictatorship by a small group of self-perpetuating revolutionists. Now, over here on page 169, the California Senate goes on to say, quote, so-called modern communism is apparently the same hypocritical and deadly world conspiracy to destroy civilization that was founded by the secret order of the Illuminati in Bavaria on May 1, 1776, and that raised its hoary head here in our colonies at critical periods before the adoption of our federal constitution. The world revolution conspiracy, or the Illuminati, appears to have been so well organized as to be ever continuing and ever on the alert to take advantage of every opportunity presenting itself or that the conspirators could create. It is significant in this connection that as early as 1783, when unsettled conditions and dissatisfaction in some quarters had arisen in the American colonies, subversive anonymous sermons were circulated among the colonial army to incite dissatisfaction and rebellion. George Washington immediately called the army together and in addressing them used this significant language, quote, and this is taken from Marshall's Life on Washington, page 86. Remembering this is Washington in 1783 saying this, quote, My God, what can this writer have in view by recommending such measures? Can he be a friend to the army? Can he be a friend to this country? Rather, is he not an insidious foe, some emissary perhaps from New York? End quote. Huh? Now, the California State Legislature goes on to say, quote, "It is plain that Washington believed the then center of this secret conspiracy, so far as this country was concerned, to be located in New York, and felt it to be his duty to make such a direct accusation." Okay? So we have known for many, many years that New York, the Empire State, and we know, anyone who's ever been to New York knows that New York is not run by Arabs. Okay? Now, anyone who's ever been to New York must know that it's well divided between mafia and Zionist Judaism, the banking system, the religious system of New York. The whole concept of New York comes from the old York Rite in England. Anyone who knows anything about British Israel World Freemasonry has to understand why it's called New York, and why the state arms on the state seal of New York is the Ark of the Covenant with the two angels bending over the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant with the Tetragrammaton, the Hebrew name for God, over the Ark of the Covenant, is the state seal for the state of New York. I don't know what that tells you. You know, okay? But then it goes on to say, and this is a very important short paragraph, but it's dynamite. It says, the communist conspirators, in issuing the manifesto, they're talking about the Communist Manifesto, 1848. In issuing this manifesto, the communist conspirators evidently believed the time had arrived when, with the aid of ignorant victims, a worldwide takeover could be accomplished. But there were not enough ignorant victims then, and the expected coup failed. The communist conspirators thereupon conceived the plan for the future of supplementing the long-established secret conspiracy in existence since May 1st, 1776, the Illuminati date, with an unremittent public campaign for victims among the ignorant of all nations, and in an attempt to hide from view the underlying hypocritical conspiracy existing since 1776, it was decided that in such public campaign, the manifesto of 1848 should be heralded as the founding date of communism, and Karl Marx falsely proclaimed as its author. So what it's saying is that when you learn in school that communism began in 1848 with the Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx, do your homework and you're going to find out, no, it goes back to the Illuminati Freemasonry in 1776, May Day. That's why in the military, when you're in trouble in a plane, you say it's a May Day call. May Day. May Day means you're in trouble. Why? Because the whole world was in trouble on May Day, 1776, when the Illuminati Freemasons gave birth to the world conspiracy to manipulate the human race by bringing wars, revolution, violence, raping, and killing on the earth to frighten the whole world into accepting the coming new order of the world, which will do away with all bad people and all crime and all drugs, and everything will be done away with once we have a new world order. That was the plan of the Illuminati. Order out of chaos. Ordo ab chao. Order out of chaos. Give the people enough chaos and enough violence and enough bloodshed and enough killing, and eventually the whole human race is going to come to the conclusion that we have to do something about this to save the human race and the earth itself. And the only thing that we can do is all of us join together and give up our national sovereignty, our individual human rights, and we all must come under a new world order government.
And
Hitler would have turned over in his grave. As soon as they could get it done, and I think probably this year they're going to make their final move.
1995.
I think they're making their move this year.
1995 was the deadline for their plan. And to be totally perfected and in operational total perfection, by year 2000, by the turn of the millennium.
Right.
That means that their plan for achieving total world control is 1995. So it's going to be a busy year.
It certainly is.
And may they tremble. They have their secret days. And they have never lost sight of their goal. They never went to sleep. Just you nice people.
That's why EJ was hoping it was May 10th.
It's all be over.
And the Christians had a thing on Channel 40, and all the churches were joining in across the nation to incite young people to pray at the poll. Remember, just recently they had on Channel 40, "Meet You at the Poll." And the churches were talking about kids at school, all the Christian children should get together at the school and form a big circle around the flagpole and hold hands and pray to the Lord. Yeah, it's called Meet You at the Poll. They don't realize that the Maypole is the Maophelic. It's the obelisk. The Egyptian obelisk is a Washington Monument, or the Maypole. It's the Maophelic. And the Washington Monument connects with the Oval Office, the female. And consequently, when the Christians are telling their kids to meet at the Maypole and sit in a circle, the circle is the vagina, and the Maypole is in the female circle. And you're saying, and Christians have no idea in the world. They're just going to churches. They don't know. They're not very, and that's why, I mean, and they even put it in the Bible. When you understand that the King James Bible is called the Authorized Version.
Right.
That's the one he
Absolutely.
Authorized. Yeah. And most Christians aren't aware that King James was a rapist and a killer. He was a homosexual rapist and a killer, and he used to kill the boys after he raped them. Then he would also kill large animals and lay in the blood and roll around in the blood of the animals because he liked rolling around in blood. He had a few problems. But he's the one, yeah. But he's the one that authorized your King James Version. And you better find out who the translating committee of the Authorized Version was, how many Freemasons and Rosicrucians were in that authorization committee to authorize the translating of the King James Bible. I'm telling you, there's a whole story here in relation to religion, Bible, and theology. And the theology of this country is nothing more than a Judaic system. Our laws, our judicial system, everything. I mean, even the wearing of jewelry. It goes back to the word Jewel. You wear a Jewels. El was the Semitic god of the Hebrews. The Jewish god was El, Jewels. And when you understand all of these terms and catchphrases, and it's just a shameful story. And the more you get into it, the more shameful it becomes. And the most important thing, I guess, I will leave you with is that the story of the Illuminati is just an opening to a far, far even bigger story that goes all the way back, as we've heard, to the most ancient past. And this thing is very big, and it's very scary, and the implications are everywhere. I mean, every night, if you'll see the Illuminati symbols, as I said, on the back of the dollar bill, with the all-seeing eye, that's the chief cornerstone, the builders rejected. And the Illuminati, when they first came into this country, the Illuminati Freemasons were referred to as the Columbians. They call themselves the Columbian faction. The Columbians. And that's why we have Columbia Space Shuttle and Columbia University, Columbia Pictures with the whore that holds the torch of illumination. You know, because the Statue of Liberty was the prostitute in Europe who carried what was called the Promethean torch. She was a symbol of liberty. Because she wasn't selling, she was giving it away. So consequently, that was the symbol of liberty, sexual liberty. And consequently, she carried the Promethean torch. That's the same torch that they carry during the Olympics, is the Promethean torch, or the torch of Lucifer, the light of the world. And all of these symbols and all of these emblems, and it's just a convoluted mess of theology and government that we have been sold a bill of goods. And that's why I'm saying that when you understand all of this stuff goes back to a far, far more ancient occultic foundations, and we as a human race are destined to a life of slavery, because that's what the whole world is in slavery. And the only hope for us is education, knowledge, and facing up to the truth. And the truth is not going to be a very happy thing when you see it for the whole picture that it is. Many Christians are going to be terrified when they find out that they've given their whole life to something that was purposely designed for them to keep them stupid and ignorant. I mean, the mere fact that Christians are called sheep, when everyone in the world knows sheep are the dumbest animals in the world.
Next
they are.
Turkeys.
And they, yeah. Sheep are, there are two purposes for sheep, to be fleeced and then eaten. And sacrificed. And that's why you got the story of the Lamb of God that pulls the wool over your eyes. The whole idea is that that religion has been used as a shield behind which a very powerful syndicates, secret societies and fraternal orders have been operating behind our religious institutions. When you drive by a church today and you see the long pointed glass windows on the churches, the long pointed glass, and then a lot of churches have pointed doors, the pointed arch doors. Pointed arches are the female womb. That's why you go into a church, it's the holy box, it's the square box, it's the female box, it's the holy arch. That's why men have not wanted women to be ministers in a church for 1,700 years. Women have never been able to be ministers in a church because it don't fit the symbolism. Do your homework. It's the man who goes inside the female arch, not the woman. Therefore, it's the man who is in charge inside the female arch. That's why the man wears the female dress inside the church or the female arch, because he's representing feminine wisdom, pista sophia in Greek, the feminine wisdom inside the female womb that gives life. The church is representing nothing more than the female womb. And the priest is representing the male inside the female pointed arch. There's nothing holy in this stuff. It's all sex, drugs, dope.
Physical.
It's all physical.
It's all physical.
And it's just when you hear, and you'll see next week, I'll show you all the documents and pictures. When you hear all of these wonderful stories about how Moses led his people out of Israel, I don't think Moses led anybody out of Israel. If there ever existed a Moses and the people who followed Moses and they went out of Egypt, Moses did not lead anybody out of Egypt. In fact, in point of fact, if there was such a man named Moses, which I highly doubt, but if there was and he led anybody out, they were thrown out. He didn't walk out. They didn't demand to leave. They were thrown out. The same way that if you get fired from a job because you're no good and you get fired, and then you go home and tell the family, yeah, I quit today. I told the boss to go to hell. I quit. I want nothing to do with it. And they say, boy, that was brave of you. No, that wasn't brave. You got fired, you know.
You're
tell
stupid.
The truth.
Right.
So
yeah.
Then we're told that Moses went to and took the Israelites and went to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. Let them go. We're kicking them out. And you come to find out, no, there was no exodus out of Israel. It's a story. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is nothing more than the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva.
Right.
It's nothing more than the old Hebrew triangle or triune God, going back to the old Semitic triune gods, which goes back to the old Hindu triune gods. And so there was no Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The father of Judaism is said to be Abraham. It's Abrahman. Put an A in front of Brahman. The father God in India was Brahma. And you put an A in front of it, it becomes Abrahma. Everybody knows that's where Abraham comes from. Abrahma, the great father of the great religion. The religion of Hindu, not Hebrew. Because all of Hebrew religion is nothing more than Egypt and Hindu. And all the concepts coming out of it go directly back to the Hindu, goes directly back to Egypt. There's not an original thought in Judaism anywhere. This is a provable fact for anyone who is intellectually honest to read a book or study history. You will find that in the Old Testament, there's not an original story in there. Almost every story in the Old Testament is taken from an earlier text, an earlier story, and that's why the Dead Sea Scrolls has become such a bone of contention with Israel and the Catholic Church, because Israel and the Catholic Church are in league together in this scam, and that's why the Pope wears the Jewish yarmulke and the tellus. You better find out who the Catholic Church really is. And who's financing these people really behind the scenes, and the connections between the Catholic Church and Israel and the state of Israel. It's not called the country of Israel or the nation of Israel. It's called the state of Israel, like the state of California and the state of Alabama. It's the state of. Why? Because it is part of our federal system. The state of Israel. That's why today, when my wife and I went to New York, we've been there many times, we went back on a vacation, and when we came back here from New York on a 747 on a red-eye flight late at night, it was on a 747, we were the only two Gentiles on board. The place was absolutely, the plane was totally filled with Israelis. 90% of them or over could not speak English. I finally found a couple of them that spoke broken English, and I asked them, what is this, a party going on, or convention, or what? It's all you from Israel? And they said, no, this is just one of six planes tonight. There are six of us, six plane loads going to Los Angeles. This is the 1967. And I asked them, well, what's happening here? And they said, what we're doing is we are migrating from Russia to America, but we can't come directly from Russia to America, so we have to get our papers from Russia to Israel, but we don't get off the plane. Nobody gets off of any planes. Everybody stays on the planes. Israel comes in, the Israeli government comes in, takes our passports, gives us new passports. Now we come into America, and we've been coming in by the millions. And so this has been happening for years. They've been bringing in people right from Russia, right from the Soviet Union. And they go to Israel, they sit on the plane, they don't get off, and they get new passports under the table, or somehow get new passports, and sending them right into America. Now, I don't care, I am totally against all of this illegal stuff going on at the border. I'm equally as unhappy about it as everybody else is. I see the trouble that could be caused by illegal border crossings. Millions of people coming across illegally. I understand that America is a nation of immigrants. I have brains enough to understand that. But I also know that the immigrants who have come to this country were legally, had to fill out forms and wait for the government to allow them and gave them permission to come in, and had to abide by certain laws and rules in order to get here. I have a very big problem with illegals just pouring across the border, because there ain't no other country in the world that will buy that anywhere. And if you as an American with money in your pocket drive across in a Cadillac into Mexico illegally, they're going to deal with you. They find you, they're going to deal with you big time. Because they don't take to people illegally entering Mexico. They don't care if you leave out of Mexico and go to America. But they better not catch you going into Mexico illegally. Okay? So I don't have any problem with people who are legally here. I do have a very big problem with illegal immigrants. But I got an even bigger problem with immigrants coming in by the millions into this country. And while we're looking at the Mexicans, Jews are coming in from Russia continually on 747s, just waves and waves and waves and waves of them. And we don't know from nothing. We're not told. When was the last time you were ever told this? I was amazed when I got there and saw all of these people coming in from Russia and from at that time the Soviet Union, and they actually told me, we don't even get off the plane, Jack. It's a scam. We don't even get off the plane. They thought it was funny. We just fly into Israel. They give us our new passport, stamp our little thing with their stamp, and Jack, we're here. We're in. And I'm thinking to myself, if the people of this country ever found out that this Holy of Holies, righteous Jerusalem, and Holy of Holies temple in the Jerusalem, and ain't nothing holy in Jerusalem, let me tell you. The reason why, and let me clarify something for you. When you hear the word that Jerusalem is the holy city, the reason why it's called the holy city is because it's the center of religion. It doesn't mean it's righteous or wonderful or godly. It means it's holy because it's a center of religion. And the religion that has been in Jerusalem for thousands of years is everything from child sacrifice to pornography, every kind of licentious filth and degeneracy that's ever been worshipped by the human creature has been practiced in that city called Jerusalem. So there's nothing holy in Jerusalem, Rome, Salt Lake City, Mecca, or anywhere else. What we're talking about here is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And the thing I brought up a while ago, but I didn't finish, and I will finish on this note, that when we're told that the Hebrews were led out of Egypt and that Moses fed the Israelites on manna from heaven.
How about parting the Red Sea? That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Anyone that believes that the Red Sea was parted and 2.5 to 3 million Jews walked across 25 foot of silt and mud.
Oh, dry land.
Okay. incredible story. And as Rabbi Sherman Wein said on CBS television, Rabbi Sherman Wein says on CBS TV, he says, anyone that would believe that most ludicrous story, that Moses opened the Red Sea, give me a break. He says, go back and do your homework. No one ever walked through a Red Sea. None of these things ever happened. They were nothing more than borrowed. The mere fact that Moses was said to have been picked up by Pharaoh's daughter and raised in the house of Pharaoh goes back at least to two stories that preceded that one by 1,000 years. One of the Akkadian Babylonian kings was picked up in the river, Tigris River or the Euphrates River, by the king of Babylon's daughter, and she brought in this this great prophet, and he was raised in the king of Babylon's house and became second to the king of Babylon. That's an old story. There was no Moses who was picked up in a basket in the Nile. All of these stories can be traced back to earlier Babylonian, Sumerian stories. I mean, the mere fact that Moses goes up into the holy mountain, God's holy mountain, and gets the law, I mean, Mount Sinai, you know what the word Sinai means, where it comes from? My God, this is nothing more than volcano worship. Of course, it's the holy mountain that was on fire, the burning bush. Of course the bush is burning. The whole mountain is burning. It's a volcano. Yeah, wait till you see the pictures. I've got all of this on slides. You'll see.
I love this.
The manna from heaven. Yeah, the manna from heaven. It says in the Bible that the Hebrews were led out, the Israelites were led out every morning by Moses, and they picked the manna from heaven. And the Bible clearly says that it was a small, round, spongy thing. And that's the term that the King James gives it, small, round thing. In the early morning dew. What is a small, round, spongy thing in the morning dew if it's not a mushroom? Huh? And that's exactly what it meant. That's why they were called high priests. Seriously. Seriously, that's why they were called high priests. Because if you see the...
lizard.
If you see the pictures of the priest of Israel, they wore mushroom headdresses.
Interesting. Oh, yeah.
Wait till you see the evidence. What we're talking about here is mushroom heads. Oh, no, seriously. All of these things are all there for an academic to go to any university and see. And I will show you all of these things next week in a slide presentation. A week from Sunday. Not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday. The story is an absolute travesty on truth and righteousness. And I am quite sure that if there's any truth to there being a deity in heaven, it is not found in our man-made religions. And it's had enough of our man-made stories and religions. And somewhere along the line, that great God force and those ones who represent it above us are going to deal with us and our stupidity. And somewhere along the line, we're going to have to find out that we have been misled as a people. And somewhere along the line, we're going to find out, as I said to you before, that what we have to do is respect the truth as authority instead of taking the authorities as the truth all the time. I am turned off by all of the sex, the pornography, the filth, the degeneracy, and the lies that are in Western religion today. And I intend to prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt by slide presentations and television programs that overwhelmingly, obviously prove that what we have today in this country is nothing more than a sham and a manipulated lie. And somewhere along the line, and that's why I again say that I'm happy to be among people who want to know truth and who are willing to stand up and be counted, because somewhere along the line, we're going to be judged for what we do at this period of time. Very soon, I believe that's going to happen. We're going to come face to face with the real thing. The people who have given us all of these religions and all this thing. And I'll leave you with this to give you an idea about how these people are in government and religion. When you read in the Old Testament in Psalms 118:22, where the Messiah is referred to in Psalms 118:22 as the chief cornerstone the builders rejected, and then twice in the New Testament, Jesus is referred to as the chief cornerstone that the builders rejected. The word in chief cornerstone in the Greek New Testament means a triangle that sits on top of a pyramid. That's what the word chief cornerstone means. So all of this stuff in Christianity and Judaism goes back to the symbols on the dollar bill, the new order of the world, and that's why Jesus is coming. We're told Jesus is going to come and bring a new order to the world, a God's kingdom, and it's going to unite all mankind under God's kingdom. That's why England's called the United Kingdom. And that's why the whole idea of the crowning of the King of England is the crowning of the Judaic king sitting on David's throne. And when the Archbishop of Canterbury reads to the new King of England his initiation rites, he says to the new king, "You are being crowned king for Jesus Christ. And until such time as Jesus Christ comes back, you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And of course, the Pope had some differences of opinion on this, and that was the basis for World War I and World War II between the Nazis with the black helmet, Darth Vader, the black helmet, speaking through the triangle of Freemasonry, right? With Luke Skywalker, Luke coming from the word Lucius or Lucius, coming from Lucifer, and the Skywalker was a son that walked across the sky, Luke Skywalker. All of these things are all in movies and television, and we've been had by the same people. I've had it with them. I'm going to expose them. I've had it with their religion, their holiness, and there ain't nothing holy in Jerusalem. Ain't never been nothing holy in Jerusalem. Thank you.
Are we going to be through with him now, or?
Well, it depends if he's moved by the spirit anymore.
Well, he's trying to get away with the tapes. I'm a little bit. I'm reveling in relaxation, quite frankly. It's good. It's good. Not only is it good for you to hear it from some visible, touchable, physical, historical form. There's not much of the information left where you can research it and find it. And this is the legacy that has to be left. So that at some point out there, when it happens again, the truth is somewhere to be uncovered. And if you ones want to stick around, I think you'd enjoy hearing these tapes. And I think you'd enjoy hearing it together. And you cannot hear it enough. First time you hear it, it is just shocking. And the brain kind of goes numb. And now look at how much better you heard today, as some of the things Jordan said are repeated, not only by him, but by the tape. Then you can equate it to things I have offered you and things you have gained from other places. Let's go back to this immigration of the millions of Jews into this country. He was talking about 1967, I believe, was his year. You're almost 30 years later. That has continued to happen. A major shift in this direction. Alan Dershowitz gets up and says, "This is Israel." And they go farther. In the church doctrines, they will come forth and your preacher will say, "Ah, we know this is to be the chosen people, the chosen place." of Israel. Well, they made it so. They've already bypassed your constitution. You're just not hanging on by a thread. You can't even clutch at it. It's done. It's over. You even serve, and when it comes to the point of an argument, and it will, they will show you a House resolution passed by Congress in the United States of America is legally, religiously, in spite of your Bill of Rights, a Noahidic country. Now that's by law. During the quote Holocaust, a war of Germany, they only got rid of the Jews that they didn't want. Just like they're getting rid of the homosexual community. The communities, the blacks, they don't want. And look how bad it could look. All of those elite Zionists are in America. They were shipping them out by the thousands. Just exactly like the Bolsheviks from Russia. To America. And worse than that, the ones left could go and bleed Germany dry. The German people have to make restitution and payments. And there are more Jews getting paid by the Germans than there were in the area at the time of the war. So something's wrong, isn't it? And you will to this day, in the Jewish papers, there will be Jewish lawyers advertising for anybody who didn't get their cut. Now, I just think it would be an interesting thing to spend some part of this afternoon listening to those tapes that Jordan's talking about. And then we'll be ready for his talk next week. You cannot get informed enough. And you're moving into some fast-moving, hellish times. What they are building in Los Angeles over this trial, you wait and see how that one blows up. They never lost sight of their goal, not from the beginning of time upon your place. He's absolutely right. When everything is right, God will not have to raise a finger against the enemy. And I can hardly wait for them all to jump in their holes or try to get into their little circling craft to get off the ground long enough to let all of you go be blown up. They think they're going to send you to hell. I have news for them. They're going to learn what a Holocaust is about. And that means you've got to be prepared so that you know where your safe places are. And if this is talking against them, I guess I have to go on record this day as being against them. And I don't think any of you understand God. Not really.
We're about ready to...
Let's take a break.